Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, I always love spending time with people from the Weiner Wellness Center, drweiner.com. And I love to promote a Weiner Wellness Week that's coming, such as the Winter Wonderland. That's going to be December the 1st through the 8th. All sorts of great food, speakers, and product. You don't want to miss it. Jot it down, mark it on the calendar, and get ready to drop by here in Greentree at the Weiner Wellness Week happening December the 1st through the 8th. Jeffrey Nisnik is here, and boy, he's got a wide range of things that he wants to talk about with you today. But don't forget their number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. If you want to call and obviously become one of their patients, I highly recommend it. But before we get to your great topics, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and it's great to have you back at KDKA. We get two Get Well Naturally for the price of one day, and that excites me. How are you?
Doing great today, Rob. It's great to be here. This is just always an exciting thing to come in and do the show. I love sharing this message of health and nutrition to everybody. This is something that it's an information source that you really don't get hardly anywhere. You don't see it on TV that much. The things we talk about, it's about natural healing, helping your body heal itself. You know, I've been doing kinesiology testing, muscle testing, energy testing for over 26 years, and helped a lot of people along the way overcome all sorts of different things. People came to me with food allergies, cat allergies. You know, there's a simple treatment you could do to eliminate your negative response to foods or cats or whatever. But the main thing is that most people are just so significantly nutritionally deficient that their bodies don't work right. You know, your cells inside your body require 90 different nutrients to activate all the functions within your cells. If you're not putting these things in your body, you know, you wouldn't put diesel fuel into a Ferrari. Likewise, if you're not fueling your body with the nutrients you need to function right, chances are you're not going to function right. And that's the key. When people come and see me, I can ask your body what's going on, what's wrong, through reflexes. There's reflexes on your body that will tell me how well energy is flowing through your large intestine, your sigmoid colon, through your teeth in your mouth, through your heart chakra. All these different energy centers will tell me how well energy is flowing. And then when we find where you have disturbances in the force, a problem with the energy, we try to find which nutritional products strengthen those weak reflexes to that energy problem. And because everything is made up of molecules, even your body, all your body, everything in your body is made up of molecules. And every molecule has an electron cloud around it. That electron cloud is creating a frequency of vibration and electromagnetic field radiation spectrum coming off of it. Every supplement's the same way. So when your body's just basically an interaction of all these electromagnetic fields, when you touch any type of supplement or anything, your body actually senses the electromagnetic field and energy that gives off, and your body will know whether it's going to be good for you or it's going to irritate your system. And so through this system, you can ask somebody, figure out what's wrong, where you have weaknesses in your body, and then you find out which nutrients strengthen those weak reflexes, and you combine that with 90 essential nutrients, and then you have a recipe for health. It's something your body can use to overcome just about anything. You know, we grew up from one fertilized egg, and that fertilized egg had the intelligence to grow your body to the size it is today. But not only grow it to the size it is today, but also replicate it over and over and over again. Because your skin, if you don't know, many people don't notice, your skin's only 6 weeks old, your liver is 8 weeks old, your brain's 8 months old, and every cell of your bones has been replaced in the last 2 years. So it takes a massive amount of nutrition to do that, daily complete nutrition. And you're not gonna get that from like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. You're not gonna get that from a hamburger and fries. You need significant nutrients flowing in your body. And the problem people have is if you're not supplementing, you are nutritionally deficient. It's just a sad state of affairs that our food supply doesn't have the nutrients in it, complete nutrients, that all those things in your cells need to work right. So if you give the body those complete nutrients, and your body starts working better. And I see this all the time.
Listen, I guess you could say your body, just like any kind of power source, has a power grid. And when things aren't firing, you're not firing. a lot of electrolytes in your body, and obviously to keep the biggest part of your body pumping and working, your heart, you need to have the right nutrients. My question is, before we start talking about all of the great things that you brought to the table today, by the way, 412-922-WELL, drwiner.com to get a hold of the wonderful folks right here in Greentree that can make your life a whole lot more seamless and happy to live. So when do you think this started to go the pendulum the wrong way with the diet and the nutrition aspect of America, to where we've seen now an alarming amount of people becoming overweight, especially the young people? We're going to be talking about them in our next segment as far as sports performance and what you're doing to help people throughout Western Pennsylvania, especially their teenage athletes and student athletes. When do you think the thing started to go the other direction?
Well, there were two major things that affected the health of the people across the world. And one of them was when Thomas Edison flipped on the first switch to the power generating plant, the first time they fired up a power generating plant. Within 10 years, 65% of the nation converted their energy source, their heating their home from burning logs to electricity and gas. And people, we used to take those ashes from the logs and put it in their garden. Well, 95% of the weight of those ashes are minerals. All the nutrients that tree sucked up out of the ground, you burned off the carbons in there, and you're left with minerals. And people put that in their gardens, and that re-nutrified the soil. Well, this re-nutrification of soil has basically ended, and our soils are becoming grossly depleted. And the other thing was dams, when the creation of water dams. Yeah, they say in ancient Egypt times that they would plant their farmlands in the areas where the Nile used to overflow and flood. Well, all that silt that's laid on the ground after a flood is re-nutrification of the soils. So that doesn't happen anymore. They've created over, 33,000 dams in the United States since then. That has added to the depletion of our soils. So they say that over 90% of the farmland is deficient in iodine and selenium. And you need those things to make all these different things in your body work, including your thyroid gland. So that's part of the major problem people have. They think that, I eat a bunch of vegetables. I eat a pretty healthy vegetarian diet. I eat organic, and you're still grossly nutritionally deficient, because these trace minerals and rare earth trace minerals that are only found in certain parts of the world, there's things inside your cells that need that to function right. So when people come in and see me, we'll ask their body, do you want this formulation? Do you want this formulation? Your body will tell you. It's very interesting how certain things, your body will just be strong as a rock when you hold these things, and other things you'll be weak as could be just from touching it.
Listen, you definitely want to make an appointment to meet Mr. Nisnik and what he can do for you. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL. You can actually call now and leave your information. They will get back to you later today. Hey, don't forget Weiner Wellness Week. Great saving opportunity on some great products along with wonderful speakers and some free food, too, December the 1st through the 8th. We'll be telling you much more about that in the weeks to come. But Jeffrey Nisnik and I coming back with the early edition of Get Well Naturally. Dr. Honigman will be here this afternoon at 1. Stay with us. All right, we're back. And don't forget Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th. Great list of speakers, fantastic free food, and savings on product that you're only going to get during Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th. Jeffrey Nisnik is here, and we have so much to get to on the program, so let's get right to it. Now, if you have kids that are into sports, martial arts and actually competitive sports, and right now that football season is underway, lots of teams in the postseason. So what can you do to help them stay and get well naturally with their performance, Jeff?
Well, I'd say come and see me for sure, and I'll test your body to see what's going on, but All sports is about recovering from your workouts. Right. You train and you train and you train and you train. If you don't recover from that training, you'll slip back more than the guy who actually recovers from his training. So the key to performance is making sure you give your cells the fuel it needs to rebuild your body from tearing it down from training. And that includes, and this is what so many people don't understand, a lot of guys will take a protein powder after a workout, which is, that's great, but that's just part of it. You need a protein powder, right? Yeah, within 20 minutes to a half hour after workout, put some protein in your body, along with a multivitamin, along with minerals that have 60 different minerals in it, along with essential fatty acids that you need to make hormones and brain neurotransmitters. The basic building blocks all of your cells need to function right, not just protein. So that's part of it. You got to be able to recover from your workouts. And then if you're in specialized programs like swimming, swimming is brutal. People get up and do two workouts a day. They can do an early morning workout and do an afternoon workout. In college, Sports teams allowed to they're not allowed to train more than 21 hours a week, and they usually hit that bell every week, and that's a lot of beating on the body, and that takes, you need a massive amount of nutrition for that. But in swimming, you're in a chlorine environment, and chlorine competes with iodine and replaces iodine, and that can interfere with thyroid function. So if you're into swimming, your need for iodine is probably going to be more than the average person who's not in swimming. Joe was saying last week that we need 11 milligrams of iodine a day to make our body work right. We need, our thyroid needs 6 milligrams, and if you're a woman, your breasts need 5 milligrams. That's 11 there. And the recommended dietary allowance for iodine is 150 micrograms. So we need 11,000 micrograms. If you're a woman, you need 11,000 micrograms, and the RDA is 150 micrograms. So your need to supplement is profound, really. If you want to recover from sports, you want to excel in sports, you want to, you know, become a great martial artist. There was a 11-year-old boy that came in. His mother brought him in, and he had leg pains. He said his legs really bothered him, and he was tired and fatigued quite often. He's into martial arts. And when I tested him, you know, he needed these different, you know, 90 essential nutrients. Basically, there's a liquid vitamin that has, I think, 215 nutrients in it. He took that, and he said, he was shocked. He said right after a leg workout, he said within 4 hours, he could have done it again. He says usually he would need 2 or 3 days to recover. So something like that can be really profound to a person's performance. This is something that, you know, everybody should be doing. Everybody should be supplementing with 90 nutrients. But if you're in sports, you need more than the average person.
There's no way you're going to get that unless you get supplements and come to the Winer Wellness Center, because we're so far at the other side of the spectrum now, just trying to do it nutritionally wise by, you know, your 3 squares a day pretty much isn't going to happen.
3 squares a day doesn't cut it anymore. It's been a long time since we've had, I think in the 1920s, they did tests on our soils and found our soils were 20% depleted in most minerals and so forth, most macro minerals. And then in the 80s, they redid the test, the 80s, early 90s, and it was 80% depleted. So if you go to the grocery store and get you know, your vegetables and so forth, you have no idea if you are having anywhere near complete nutrition. When people come in, I can test them. We can ask their body and see if you have a need for such a thing, and which particular one's the best one for you. That's the beauty of what I do. You don't have to guess. Your body will tell you. You just have to know how to ask it. So when we ask people's bodies, you know, do you need this particular formulation with this or this one with that? There are guys that bring in 3 shopping bags full of supplements and load up my desk 4 feet wide, 2 feet deep with all these supplements. And because they read something that, you know, this certain nutrient could help this, there's certain nutrient can help that. Well, what I do is we have you hold the core nutrients of core 90 essential nutrients, all the things your cells need to work right. And that's usually a multivitamin, a multimineral that has 60 minerals in it, and essential fatty acid. Then we say, okay, with this amount of these, do you need this extra magnesium? Do you need this extra calcium? Do you need this extra evening primrose oil? We will ask, your body will tell you if you need more of this, 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 or that. And that way you can really cut down on your expenses of your supplements, because your body will tell you, you know, if you need something or not. And quite often people are taking too much stuff.
When you think about what kids are doing to be competitive, to get that edge, which is not healthy, that's one of the reasons why I think that we're seeing now generations of bodies that are just broke down.
I was in a grocery store the other day, and I look at these things all the time, and I picked up protein powders and all the time. And they'll have whey protein concentrate, some of them, which is the good form, but a lot of them have whey protein isolate in it, and that is a chemical solvent. A harsh chemical solvent is used to extract that, and that's in the protein. And then it's sweetened with 2 toxic sweeteners, acesulfame, potassium, and sucralose. So the people will be working out to improve their health, and then they'll take a toxic substance afterwards, and it like defeats the purpose. And people don't realize there's big differences. If you pay something and it's a really cheap price for a protein powder, chances are there's garbage forms of vitamins in there, like calcium carbonate, which is like a ground up limestone. You really can't digest that. Most of the cheap vitamins have calcium carbonate in them as the main source of calcium. But these protein powders, the toxic sweeteners in there, you shouldn't be putting in your body. We have grass-fed whey in our office here that doesn't have these toxic things into it. part of a regular whey protein, the way the cattle are grown. They're fed genetically modified things, and the fertilizers that are used to make the feed for them have high levels of cadmium in it, a toxic heavy metal. And so you're getting cadmium into your body too. So come into the office. We have the great, healthy, nutritious products that aren't going to make you toxic, help you recover, help you improve your performance.
Don't forget Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th, 412-922-WELL. And I'd love you to become a patient of Dr. Orbach or, of course, Huttingman and, of course, Jeffrey Nisnik. Now, young and old alike, so let's go from one extreme to the other. Tell me this story about a 92-year-old woman who you helped out.
Yeah, this lady, and this is what I feel blessed to be in the position I'm in. I was blessed to have the health challenges I've had over the years, because it forced me to learn what I needed to do to help myself, and I used that to help other people as well.
Is that how your whole journey really started, Jeff?
Yeah, and when I was 19, I was at Carnegie Mellon, March 10th, 1980, I squatted down to put a record on a record player, and something blew out in my low back, and on the ground I went. But little did I know that the two root canals I got when I was 14 were really at the core of many, many of the issues that I had, coupled with absolutely incomplete nutrition. You know, my joints were a mess because of both of those two things. So this 92-year-old woman, she was in a wheelchair. She could barely walk, but most of the time she was transported in a wheelchair. She had 35 years of Crohn's disease and chronic diarrhea for 35 years. She could barely see anymore. She has partial dementia and couldn't read a book for the past 8 years. And when I tested her, her daughter brought her in. We tested her through her daughter. And her skin was nearly see-through. You can see all the veins and so forth underneath the skin. I believe she had a fungal infection, and we gave her some supplements to help her with that, some probiotics to help the intestines, found out what foods were irritating her system. You know, if you have chronic diarrhea, you got something going through the pipe that's irritating the pipe. So we found out what foods were irritating the pipe, and she stopped eating those things. And she had a really limited, restricted diet to begin with, not knowing that some of the things she was eating were irritating her. So this is the beauty of what I do. We found out what foods were irritating her system. She stopped eating those, gave her the right nutrition, 90 essential nutrients. At the four-week mark, she didn't have diarrhea anymore. At six-week mark, she had formed stools. At the 10-week mark, she was walking well with a cane. Around the 12 to 14-week mark, she was walking without the cane, and she was beginning to read. She can use a magnifying glass and read. This is a woman who is practically blind, 92 years old, and for 8 years couldn't read a thing. She loved reading books, and she couldn't read books anymore. And now she can read again and walk. She can be left alone in her house and walk around and do her own thing in her house at the age of 92, coming from a wheelchair. So basically within 3 or 4 months, got her life back. And, you know, the joy on her daughter's face was just a gift that I saw that day. It warmed my heart like I couldn't imagine. But looking at her mother had the skin tone back in her hands and her face, and you didn't see that see-through skin on her hands anymore. She looked so incredibly better. Because finally, like I said, finally she got the nutrients her cells needed to function. She's been missing these things all along, and she was eating things that was irritating her system. So if you come in and see me, we can find out what's irritating your system and what nutrients you need to make your cells function.
All right, listen, we're going to take a short break. We have Nancy in Pittsburgh has a breakfast question for Jeffrey Nisnik. We'll talk to her right after the break. And if you would like to get a question in today, feel free to give us a call at 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. You can text us on the Right Automotive Line, the best deal in town. Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th. Great free food, some amazing product sales, and incredibly informative speakers. drweiner.com or 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Jeffrey Nisnik is here today, a early edition of Get Well Naturally. And then at 1 o'clock, Dr. Joseph Honigman is going to be here. Heart disease and a number of other things he'll be talking about today. And we've got some more topics coming your way, but I want to remind you about Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th. Great savings on wonderful products and supplements that you're only going to get during this week. So make an appointment to be there, 412-922-WELL, for everything that you need at the Weiner Wellness Center, or go to drweiner.com. That's Weiner Wellness Week, December 1st through the 8th. All right, first call of the morning for Mr. Nisnik. Let's say hi to Nancy in Pittsburgh. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. You have a question?
Good. I wanted to know, you were talking about how we don't get nearly the amount of vitamins that we're supposed to in our foods anymore. What would you recommend to have for breakfast that would include a lot of vitamins?
It depends on your time limit. How much time do you have? You know, many people are running out the door. We have two meal replacement shakes, Super Shake and Best Whey Protein. The Super Shake is a vegetarian protein meal replacement. If you couple that, you throw that in a blender with some water or some coconut milk and some fruits, blend it up, you know, put it in a shaker cup and run out the, you know, rinse out your thing and run out the door. That's a quickie. Instead of a bowl of cereal, you can throw that together and have way more nutrients going in your body than a bowl of cereal will give you. And or my wife and I will bake potatoes and we'll freeze some. And, you know, sometimes we'll take it out, let it thaw overnight, and in the morning chop it up, dice it up, throw it in a pan with some butter, you know, throw in some eggs, and you got a quick meal that way. You're getting protein, you're getting carbohydrate, and you couple that with some vitamins, or if you have, a lot of times I'll eat salad for breakfast, and people look at me like, what? And it's like, yeah, well, what did the caveman do? He went out and ate some berries, some nuts, some tubers, you know, if he killed an animal, he ate some animal. Usually he ate what was available to him. That's generally what I do, is I'll go to the, there's different salad bars around the area. I'll grab the salad fixins from there. And I'll get organic spring mix and organic spinach, throw that in a bowl, and run out the door. And sometimes I'll eat that when I get to work. Sometimes I'll eat that in breakfast before I leave. Or I'll make an omelet. I'll dice up, if I have a little bit more time, just a couple more minutes. You can quickly dice up some vegetables, throw it in a pan, let them start to saute in some butter, crack your eggs open into a little bowl, and throw them in afterwards. And you got vegetables, you got eggs, and you're good to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
But make sure you take vitamins with it, because even those meals aren't nowhere near complete enough to give you the full fuel to make your cells work. So take vitamin with it and minerals.
Okay. So I guess waffles aren't the best, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let me hit a sore nerve there. Waffles. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. When I kinesiology test, when I energy test people, almost everybody fails on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. The first time they come see me, they're so nutritionally deficient, they can't digest their food properly. I give them right nutrients. They come back a month later. If they fail on 15, 20, 25 different foods, when they come back a month later, almost all of those foods they do not have a problem with, except for wheat, barley, rye, and oats. The gluten and gliadin in wheat, barley, rye, and oats are extremely difficult to break down. That most people don't have enough stomach acid or enzymes to break that down. That forms a paste, goes into your intestines, and covers up your villi and blocks your absorption of minerals, and then that makes you even more mineral deficient than you already are. So yeah, no waffles. No waffles, no soup for you.
Okay. No soup.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day. We have more calls coming in. We'll get to those in a moment. But I want to shift gears and talk about the gallbladder, because it seems like when you get older, if you don't need it, it's like that old operation game. Before you hear the buzz, you got to get it out of the body, and that person is going to survive, right? Well, I think because a lot of people think the gallbladder is, hey, it's the gallbladder, we can take it out. But there's a reason it's in there, and if you can leave it in there, the better you are. So tell me about a caller who has a problem with the gallbladder and was suggested to have it removed. What can he do?
Well, first of all, I'm gonna give you a little FDA caveat. You know, I'm not a medical doctor, and I never treat, cure, prevent any disease. But if it were me, what I would do for myself is that, okay, well, your liver produces bile, and bile is an emulsifier. If you take oil and water, you pour it into a bottle, they'll separate instantly. Well, your blood is an aqueous solution. It's a water solution. So how do you get that fat through your bloodstream? You got to bind it to water, and that's what bile does. Mayonnaise is an example of that. It's like mayonnaise is like oil and water, and you put in an egg. Egg is the emulsifier. It binds the two together, and you get that like fatty emulsion there. That's what bile does. So your liver produces that bile, and you store it in your gallbladder. And then whenever you eat foods, your body will produce cholecystokinin. It's a hormone that senses the fats there and tells your gallbladder to squeeze and eject some of that bile into your duodenum in the right amounts to bind with the fats there. So when you get your gallbladder yanked out of your body, they'll connect, I believe, the biliary duct to your duodenum, and then you lose that control of telling your gallbladder to squeeze to adequate amounts of bile to bind with the fats. So in the gallbladder and in the liver are all these little ducts, and these little ducts, D-U-C-T-S, ducts, not the ones that quack, little ducts, they can be clogged up by bile salts, which is like little waxy plugs that reduces their function, or they can be plugged up with gallstones. Either or, you can do liver gallbladder flushes. If you call the Weiner Wellness Center, they can mail you out Dr. Weiner's recipe for a liver gallbladder flush and get your gallbladder to eject these things, get it out of your system. And then if you need if you have an infection in there, if you need some supplements to boost your immune system, we can ask your body if you're attracted to beta-glucans. We can ask your body if you're attracted to astragalus or mycosutics or Immunomax. Which particular immune system booster does your body really want, along with a probiotic? Probiotics, they align your intestines with good bacteria, and they manufacture a huge part of your immune system. So if you have an infection anywhere in your body, taking probiotics may help you with those types of things. So come in and see me. We'll test your body and figure out what your body really needs to help your body function. There are alternatives. If you want some more information on that, go to YouTube and look up Andreas Moritz. He wrote a book called Amazing Liver Gallbladder Flush. And the principles are all about the same. If you drink a formulation of usually like olive oil with lemon juice, it can make your gallbladder squeeze and purge all these plugs that are plugging up the system and improve their function. So come in, see me, we'll test you, we'll figure out what we can do to help with that.
Listen, the old adage that age kind of takes its toll on the body, that may have some truth to it, but you can really slow down that process, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, the story I told about the 90-year-old woman, if she continued on the path she had been, she would continue to get the same results and worse. This deterioration would rapidly increase. But in just a few months, her life radically changed. So you have to, what did Einstein say? The definition of insanity is keeping doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, if you keep eating the same way, if you keep becoming nutritionally deficient more and more and more, you're going to get worse results. So you have to supplement your body. You have to feed your body the right fuel. You got to avoid the things that are creating inflammation, which is a major cause of so many problems in the body. And you got to be able to rebuild your body with the adequate amount of nutrients to make it all work.
And really, people need to realize that there's no need for them to wake up and take 2 hours to get moving. I mean, your body really can do wonderful things if you treat it the natural way.
Yeah, well, for 41 years, I had two root canals in the front of my mouth. And I woke up absolutely beyond exhausted every day of my life. The thought of flopping my leg out of the bed and making a move towards the bathroom was terrifying. It was just, I was so exhausted every day. And when I started taking 90 Essential Nutrients and got rid of the voltage problem from these two root canal teeth, my life changed radically. Now, I went to bed last night at 12:30. And I used to need 5 alarms to wake up. And it would take me sometimes I would sleep through 45 minutes of that. All the clang and all the stuff going on, lights going on, television on, I'd sleep through 45 minutes of it. I went to bed at 12:30 last night, and I got up at 5 to 5 this morning before my alarm went off. This is something that was completely impossible in my realm of thought to happen, but my life changed so radically in the past several years just from nutrifying all my cells, making them, giving them the nutrients that they need to work, and getting rid of the voltage problem from my root canal teeth. My life changed radically.
Hey, tell them about Weiner Wellness Week, why everybody should make plans to be there December the 1st through the 8th.
It's an amazing, awesome event. I mean, it's really, truly an event. It's something you have to see to believe. There's a number of people coming through the door. We have great sales on our products here. We have a fully stocked supplement store as well as a health food store. We have a free vegetarian buffet. We have free speakers. These are speakers that people would pay good money to go to at any other event. They come in free from 11 a.m. until 2 or 3 p.m. every day, Saturday to Saturday, December 1st through December 8th. And you have a chance to ask them questions. They'll be in the crowd beforehand and afterwards. You can ask them questions. I will be doing kinesiology testing, energy testing in the back corner of the store. If you have issues and you know want to know, does this thing help you? Does this thing help you? What you can do for this or that? I can quickly scan your body and kinesiology test you and put you in the right direction so you don't take the guesswork out of it. So before and after all the PowerPoint presentations, speakers will be available. Jamie Dorley, Michael Gallagher, and Joe Messina will be there. These guys are like the vault of knowledge. If you have a question on a supplement or a need for any type of ailments going on in your body, they can direct you immediately to the right products that can help you out. And a lot of times they'll tell them, you know, grab this, and that, and go over and see Jeff and let him test you on it, make sure it's the right one for you. And that happens all the time, too. It's an amazing event. You got to come see this.
drweiner.com. Naturally, Dr. Honigman will be here in their regular time slot at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I want to remind you again, Weiner Wellness Week, can't tell you enough about it because it is such a big ticket item. Lots of folks will be there, and if you've never experienced it, you should. Weiner Wellness Week, December the 1st through the 8th. Find out more at drweiner.com. Now, again, their phone number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. So you had a caller who, Jeff, was talking about skin eruptions and sporadic spots on her body. Is there something that you can do to help her? And I guess you should explain what skin eruptions are.
I see this fairly often. Dr. Weiner, he had a picture in the office of this woman who, from her mid-thigh down, had this horrible rash that were somehow like bleeding or oozing sores. All over her legs. Other people get just little wee bumpy rashes. And he knew right away, you got parasites. And she had gone to see, you know, several different dermatologists, and they were like, you know, this contact dermatitis gave her this crazy thing, this diagnosis of it. But all they can do is steroids or antibiotics for that type of thing. And they came in, she came into the sale, and Dr. Weiner right away says, you have parasites. She looked at him like, what? Is you have parasites. He put her on a parasite formula, and lo and behold, you know, within a few weeks, a month or so, cleared up. He has before and pictures of this. And quite often, that's what, from listening to him talking about that thing and seeing those pictures, I see this quite often myself. People will come in, they'll have these rashes, you know, several different spots of their body, sometimes on their face, around their mouth, on their legs. And, recently another woman was in the office, and she had all over her body, these eruptions, like every 4 or 5 inches or so, not connected together, but like these eruptions all over her body. And sometimes they are connected together. But anyway, with kinesiology testing, I found that energy testing, she had a strong affinity for these 4 different anti-parasite formulas. When I had her hold the antifungal formulas, her body had no affinity for those ones. So chances are, you know, without diagnosing anything, her body just craved these particular anti-parasite formulas. We found which one her body craved the best. She took that one. And lo and behold, a month later, almost all the rashes on her entire body was gone, except for from her knees down to her feet. There were some remaining there. And another month later, those were gone. So something like that could very well be a parasitic infection, not some kind of contact dermatitis like that you need a steroid for. You. That's something that's internal. And parasites don't have to be gigantic, long worms. They can be microscopic little things in your bloodstream and creating all these problems. So that's something that people will struggle with for months and months and months and you know, try different creams and salves and lotions and all these things. And it's an internal problem. And come in, we could figure out what's going on and ask your body, well, that's the beauty of this whole thing. We can ask your body and your body will tell you what it's craving to fix their problems.
You not only stop problems, but you prevent problems too. So it's a good idea to follow up from.
It's a good idea to follow up from time to time to have an idea how you're doing, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The very fascinating thing I found from working there was that when people come in, they'll fail on 15, 20 different foods. Negative response to all these things. Yeah, you ask them about tomatoes and their arm drops. I'm like, I love tomatoes, but yeah. You ask them about tomato and their arm drops. They have a negative response to it. And they finally start taking the fuel that their cells need to function properly Come back 4 weeks later, I test them again, and they fell on hardly no foods. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats seem to lag behind because they're so difficult to digest. But other than that, they're finally, you're making the right amount of digestive enzymes, stomach acid. Your body's working the more well, the way it should. But that spills over into less knee pain, less back pain, less neck pain, less brain fog, less irritation in the stomach, less bloating. All these things can be a great side effect from taking the right nutritional regime.
All right, speaking of bloating and problems in the gut, let's talk about irritable bowel disease. Another texter with a question, and this has become common because of a number of things we've been talking about, mainly nutrition and how our food is, well, given to us today and the lifestyle that many of us lead. So what can you do for somebody with, you know, really irritable bowel disease? What can you do?
I have a great story about that. And again, I never treat cure prevent any disease. We just give your body nutrition and let it fix itself. The intelligence of your body, let it fix itself. But there was a woman, she was, I believe, close to 60. She had irritable bowel for 22 years, going to the bathroom 9 to 15 times a day, chronic diarrhea, was a prisoner of her own house. And her daughter came to me with some issues, and I helped her daughter out a lot. I think we did allergy reversals to a couple different foods. And she referred me to her mom. And I tested her. She had issues with the intestines. She had a strong affinity for different antifungal products, gave her antifungal products, the right kind of probiotics. Now, when people take probiotics, usually when I test the body, only one probiotic strengthens all the weak reflexes. And it's a very interesting thing. I may have 9 probiotics there, but only one of them that their body tests, that their body strengthens everything. So I gave her the right probiotic. We tested her on foods. She had a very limited diet because she knew when she ate certain things, she's running to the bathroom right away. But it turns out a lot of things she was eating was still irritating her system. So we had her remove those things. And after the first month, she was practically normal. At the second month, she was getting constipated. This is 22 years of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, gone in less than 2 months.
So would somebody actually be happy to be constipated in a situation like that,
yes,
right? Well, you always have to look at that glass half full or half empty. Listen, I can't thank you enough. Very informative stuff. And it's always nice to spend time with you folks. But when we get 2 for 1 day, it makes worth coming to work because of the education, okay? Thanks very much.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I love sharing. I love what we do. Come see me at the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL. Give us a call, and I'll help you out.
Yeah, please do that. And don't forget now, I'm going to tell you again, Weiner Wellness Week, great opportunity to get some huge discounts on their supplements. And also, you're going to meet some incredible guest speakers. And they've got, as the great Dr. Weiner used to say, fabulous free food, ladies and gentlemen. So again, that number, 412, I can hear him still saying that, fabulous free food. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Dr. Weiner, WINER.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.